One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
There are two things central to the American story.
Today, more and more families are finding out how easy it is to become two Ford families. You can choose from 20 different models, colors galore, and each available with Thunderbird power.
Automobiles and... music. A great deal of both came out of the same city, Detroit.
Oh, we are a very special company, working hard from day to day. Nowhere will you find more unity than at Hitsville. I said Hitsville, here at Hitsville, USA.
Hitsville, USA, the Detroit headquarters of Motown Records, founded by Berry Gordy. Detroit was the Motor City. The big three car makers were there: Ford, Chrysler, General Motors. It was Motown, and that's what they called the new independent record label. Motown started in 1959. Very soon it was the sound of young America. It had the biggest names, the best songwriters. Its studio band, the Funk Brothers, was pure magic, and Motown had its own sound. Brilliant production, glorious melodies, irresistible hooks. 110 hit records in its first 10 years, and many, many more since then. But what was Motown's first number one? This.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
Hey, Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh yeah.
Is there another in your
bag, please, please, Mr.
Postman. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, yeah.
It's all right, but this postman of mine.
The Marvelettes, number one in the U.S. with Please, Mr. Postman, November 1961.
Mary Wells was there, the Miracles was there, the Temptations was there, but we put Motown on the map. Five girls from Inkster with Please, Mr. Postman.
Juanita Cowart, one of five school friends from Inkster, Michigan, who formed the Marvelettes.
The Marvelettes may be the most underappreciated, underrated artist at Motown.
The Marvelettes kicked the door open and let everybody walk through.
They came sort of like outside into Motown and got the hit record first.
Mary Wilson of the Supremes, former Marvelette Catherine Anderson, radio DJ David Washington, singing the praises of the Marvelettes in an episode of the aptly named Unsung documentary series. The Marvelettes were soul pioneers. They should be as well known, as well remembered as other Motown label mates.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
One of the Marvelettes, Wanda Young, died in December. Wanda was 78. Wanda joined the Marvelettes very early on, initially to sing harmony.
Gladys came over to my house and asked me, what part can I sing, alto, or can I sing soprano? And I told her, I said, Gladys, I can sing all of it.
Wanda Young eventually took over as lead singer, turning Smokey Robinson compositions into Marvelettes hits.
Don't mess with Bill. Don't mess with Bill.
Don't mess with Bill.
Say it one more time.
Don't mess with Bill.
Well, I know he's the guy who put tears.
Wanda became the voice of the Marvelettes, and she was dynamite. She had the charisma, she had the smile, she had the looks on stage, and she could really get a song across.
Very few times a group have been able to have two lead singers and make it work. And so, yeah, they had a second life.
Motown singers Mary Wilson and Joe Billingsley.
Hey, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Bozeman.
The Beatles loved those early Motown songs and they covered Please Mr. Postman in 1963. Motown's first number one. Georgia Dobbins wrote it while waiting for the mail.
My piano player, William Garrett, had a whole bunch of songs and he had this title, Please Mr. Postman.
She asked if she could have the title, and from there she went and began to start writing the song.
Well, I was dating a guy, and he was in the Navy. And I was looking for a letter. I was standing by the window, and I was just standing there like that, waiting on the mailman, and the mailman was jumping through. And, you know, started coming to me. You don't have no letter today for me? You see what I'm saying? Right.